This is WKAR Online. The Capital City Film Festival gets underway today in a variety of venues across the city of Lansing. It's only the second year for the event, which was organized in part to complement the long-established East Lansing Film Festival. WKAR's Anna Schrain spoke with Capital City Film Festival Entertainment Director Jake Petchtel, who says this time, Mid-Michigan's newest cinematic celebration has attracted twice as many filmmakers as last year.
The first thing that I think really sticks out to us is having a year under our belt, the amount of submissions we got was pretty staggering comparatively to last year. So we had about 100 total submissions, shorts and features. And this year we had over 200. So again, having that year under our belt, I think it helps establish the credibility of the festival a little bit.
Do you feel like you've changed the festival at all in response to input from last year?
You know, I think the greatest thing about the community input we got last year was that for everybody who attended, it was all really positive. The best compliment we got was that a lot of folks thought that our festival was in like its fifth or sixth year because of the way it was presented. So that was something that just absolutely wasn't broke, and we didn't really want to fix it because it was working. Obviously, whatever we did, however we kind of blindly felt our way through putting together a film festival, it worked pretty well, and the presentation of it was nice. And I think that the locations were good. Sort of the way we had the schedule positioned was good. We try not to make attendees make a decision between like the things that they want to see.
You focus a lot on student films, correct?
Last year, the student film blocks were some of the best attended blocks. And the content is also really strong. I mean, these are the people who are the content creators of the future, and they're making some really, really strong content. So it's not a tough decision to do a couple of student film blocks because their content's really good and it deserves to be shown.
What films and events are you most excited about?
I'm actually really intrigued by Man on a Mission, which is a film that's screening on Friday, April 13th. And it's about a former game designer, Richard Garriott, who basically was the godfather of the massively multiplayer online gaming world. So he paved the ground for things like World of Warcraft to happen. But his father was an astronaut. So he's always had like a dream of space travel. And this documentary kind of follows his private mission into space, which is pretty cool.
Okay, great. Let's hear a clip from the movie.
We think of him as the godfather of virtual world.
Your father had the right stuff, but in my opinion, you have even righter stuff. $30 million.
I will launch and become the first second-generation American astronaut. This entire year, I've been in Star City, just outside of Moscow, training.
This is the goal that I have really been working towards for 20 to 30 years.
There's some really cool footage that hasn't really been seen much of before the actual spaceflight itself is captured. It did win an Audience Choice Award at South by Southwest, I think, in 2010. So we're really excited to have that as part of our film festival, too.
Why is it important to have two film festivals? Because we have the East Lansing Film Festival and then this one.
Sure. We purposely position ours 6 months opposite. Basically, it's the same reason you have two music venues in any town, or three or four. It's building a culture, it's building a scene. So we want to give people who enjoy that community something to do year-round. I think that the festivals themselves feed off each other, and there's plenty of room, I think, and plenty of people to attend both festivals, and we hope that they do.